should have ended with Deshaun Jackson. He went on the Jewish apology tour. He committed to going to Auschwitz. I love that.
Yeah, he's going to
Auschwitz. That's what we do. Send him to Auschwitz. Send him to a concentration camp. If he thinks Louis Farrakhan is so smart after that.
Anybody who gets caught spreading Jew hate, we just send him to camps.
Yeah. We just send him to the worst thing. Like, that has to be their initial experience, is the worst thing that's ever happened to Jews.
Yeah, it's
off
funny.
To Auschwitz for you.
Just send him to Auschwitz.
Charlemagne the God, off to Dachau. Off to Dachau. Get him on a train. What is up, everybody?
People, what's going on? All Days Off, episode 7, we're here.
Episode 7.
Yep.
Lucky number, maybe this is the one we'll make some money. Lucky number 7.
Seven's a good one. Seven's a good one. I woke up at 2 p.m. today. You know what we call that?
What do we call that?
Intermittent fasting, baby.
I hear that's good for you.
Got him.
Yep. Are you getting into this? Is this like a wellness thing you're getting into?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Intermittent fasting. Have you ever... What's going on with you?
Actually, I went to the beach yesterday and I slept in the car on the way there. And then I passed out for 2 hours on the beach and I didn't eat until 2 p.m. So...
Oh, that's
intermittent fast.
Intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
Or intermittent napping is what we both did.
That's what we can call it.
Intermittent napping. Intermittent napping.
Fasting has some religious undertones for me.
Yeah. Fasting just reminds me of Yom Kippur. Right. And like, it's just
think of, like, a religious thing. It's not religious. It's just, I don't know. I like to feel it's good to fast, apparently.
Sometimes you're just in a battle of like, I really don't want to get out of bed, but like, I think I'm going to die if I don't eat food.
So it's like the only reason you get out of bed is to be able to go to the fridge. That's why I crap on my shitty apartment that I have. But one thing I do love about it is that it's just bed, couch, fridge.
Bed, couch, fridge, yeah. Bed,
I love
everything is where you need it to be. Nothing's too far.
I can just roll out of bed, eat something, and then literally just 5 steps on packing.
You need to train Brody to get like be one of those dogs to get you the beer from the fridge or something.
Yeah.
That'd be
I wish
cool.
He could make me a sandwich. I don't know if my dogs can do that.
I don't know. Brody is like a pretty trained dog.
He's a pretty good dog. He knows when to get a stick. If you tell him go get a stick, he knows what you're
talking
about.
He'll get the stick. Yeah, 100%.
So, listen, we've been talking a lot on this show the last couple episodes, especially about the benefits of complaining and why people shouldn't hold back from complaining. Every great thing we've ever achieved started with a complaint. The American Revolution, we said this last time, started with a complaint.
Complaint, yep.
So we proved that in history that this is a real thing. So again, Corey, and you got any complaints on your mind?
Obviously, I have complaints on my mind, Alex. What a stupid question to ask.
That's all you got on your mind is complaints.
I'll start off. Cold cut wrapping. You know, it's in the thinnest plastic ever. But the sticker they put on it to like seal it is the strongest thing ever. So when you have the weakest thing and the strongest thing, it rips apart almost 90% of the time. You have a hole in your cold cuts. And then it goes bad in 2 days. And then when you go to eat it and it smells like shit and your mom's like, oh, well, I just bought that. Don't throw it out. I'm like, I'm sorry, Mom. It's bad. And then I get mad. I'm getting yelled at because, you know, ShopRite uses the strongest stickers ever for their cold cuts.
And the weakest plastic bags.
Weakest plastic bags and the strongest stickers.
We definitely have not figured out how to package our cold cuts in this country.
You know, honestly, that one's not even bad. I hate when you go to a deli or like, you know, a bagel place and, you know, you ask for cold cuts and they'll give it to you, but only in the paper wrapping.
Right.
Like, and they don't even plastic. It was just the paper wrapping and then the sticker.
And it's just soaking wet because they pulled it out of a fridge.
The paper is soaking wet. Yeah.
It was on the big bulk of the cold cut. Then you put it on the shredder. You don't dry the meat before you put it in.
Yeah. You would still have to throw that in a Ziploc.
Yeah.
Immediately.
But yeah, they always put that sticker on and you can't just like pull
it's
off
impossible
the
to peel off.
You rip the whole thing.
Always.
This is a problem in my household too of like ruining, not keeping foods that my mom just bought fresh, you know? Like because you didn't properly open the Ziploc bag, now the food's not fresh that your mom bought. It happens like if my mom buys pretzels, chips, whatever, if I don't properly seal it.
Oh yeah, to seal it, yeah.
Bad, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes we're big bagel advocates in my house. You know, we'll buy too many bagels, of course, and you know, you got to get all the oxygen out of the bags. So, like sometimes right. You just fucking, you know, you just suck it all out. you'll squeeze it out, but like you just suck the rest out.
I do that. I do this. Like if I'm trying to get something back, I just squeeze it.
Mm-hmm. Oxygen makes everything go bad. That's what it is. And the cold cuts, you know, they're just setting you up for failure. They just want you to lose. They want you to buy more in 3 days.
Exactly. It's just purposeful. We want these to go bad. It's like what restaurants do with ice, right? We want this ice to melt quickly so that you ask for a refill.
That's more ice.
Water down your drink so you ask for another drink. Same thing with cold cuts, people.
It's not good.
See, you're not just complaining. You're identifying real problems that you're having.
The list goes on and on, Alex. I'll start off with fucking mosquitoes. I hate them so much. I really hate them, Alex. They're honestly the fucking worst. You know what they're good for?
Nothing.
Well, almost nothing. They're actually, nothing would be great. Nothing would be great. If they were good for nothing, that'd be fantastic. I wouldn't care. They are good for making me really fucking itchy all the time, and they're good for killing people. That is the purpose they serve in our ecosystem, and we should just get rid of them all.
You gotta wonder sometimes who's contributing what. Right? Why do we need this here? Why do we need mosquitoes?
And people be like, well, like what makes you more important than mosquito? Like humans created the internet. Did mosquitoes create the internet?
A lot of people wouldn't know what a mosquito was without the
internet. Yeah, like we just wouldn't know anything. And I want to just rip off all of my skin because I'm covered in mosquitoes.
Do you ever get any cream or anything for it? I mean, the stuff helps.
The bug spray or the cream?
The cortisone.
Well, so it's just an after effect? There's no...
The bug spray, I will say, does not work.
Doesn't work.
I spent a few months down in Florida,
mm-hmm.
and I would put the bug spray on outside still. Just constant. Just like, not even like, just like flying around you, landing on you. Landing on the spots where I
hate
sprayed.
That.
And I was like, what the fuck? Now, what do I smell for now? These things aren't doing anything.
Yeah, you just smell like bug spray, and you're just still getting bit up.
Yeah,
and
my dad told me the bugs actually like that smell. What?
Because people like us are too stupid. We keep buying it, and then we run out, and we buy more because we still keep getting bit up.
They call it off, but I'm starting to think that they should call it on.
On,
you know?
Yeah,
they're
all days on. We're all days off.
Yeah, they're all bugs on.
Yeah, but we should definitely get rid of mosquitoes. They should be eradicated. You know, I looked into this, and people are like, "What about the food chain?" First of all, fuck the food chain. And second of all, they wouldn't. And second of all, they don't even, you know, they're not any species' primary prey, is what I found out.
Yeah.
So like, it wouldn't really affect the food chain that much. Like
no
frogs,
eating mosquitoes.
Like frogs and spiders eat them sometimes, but it's not their primary prey. Like they have it. It would just be like, you know, it would pretty much be taking fried calamari out of my diet. You know, I like eating it.
Right. But it's not essential.
But it's not. I don't need fried calamari. I just enjoy eating fried calamari.
When you go to La Parma, yeah, I need some fried calamari. But on a day-to-day life, you're not just like, it's fried calamari time. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to get through the day.
It's like, oh, my God. Like, I'm so empty on my calamari today. Right. I need a refuel.
And it's not like the frogs. I don't know if it's true. Like animals that do eat bugs, if they have the choice, is like the mosquitoes their calamari?
It's definitely not a necessity. Nice? It's I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's a I don't know if mosquitoes are a luxury to these animals and insects.
Yeah.
But like I just know it's not a necessity.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't say anything online about like mosquitoes or like, you know, their night out on town.
Right. It's a big night. It's a frog's birthday. They're going to treat him to some mosquito. It's not we're going to go mosquito hunting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm for it, but I don't know how you just mass exterminate mosquitoes, but
yeah, they've looked into it.
It's been looked into.
Yeah.
Who's they. Okay, the people that know what they're doing.
The people who aren't eradicating all mosquitoes know how to do it.
They know how to, and they're hiding it from everyone.
I think they would have to like infect, I guess, a group of mosquitoes with an only like mosquito killing virus.
Right.
So like when I guess like I don't know to be honest, but like that's what it would be. It would
sure
be like
exists.
Yeah, no, they could do that.
We got to find the mosquito kryptonite, mm-hmm. which I think is just a swatter. It's not off. I'll tell you that.
It's not off.
It's not off. Fuck bugs, man.
I hate insects so much. Some of them have a purpose. Like bees. I understand bees. Like, I understand, you know, their purpose, what they do, they pollinate the world, they're, you know, they make honey, they're great, but, like, they scare the shit out of me sometimes, and they just make me uncomfortable. Around a group setting, if a bee comes around, I have to act all tough now, I have to act tough guy, like, it doesn't faze me. That's right. What everyone's doing, everyone's acting tough guy, like, it doesn't faze them, but, like, nobody wants, like, getting stung is, like, annoying, like, nobody wants that to happen, it hurts and it's kind of annoying.
It's such an annoying thing to happen. It's when you're standing like around a group of people and a bee just like comes after you specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And I do try and play it cool. I'm just like, I was like, oh yeah, you know, it's more afraid of me than I am of it. Yeah. You know?
So everybody says, yeah. I hate that. It's more afraid of you. But yeah, like bees, it makes sense because, you know, they do something. But like they're still annoying. Like I feel like humans by now, we should be able to just do it ourselves and not need bees to,
right.
You know, I think we're smart enough to figure that out. Right.
Also, well, you also got to assess how much do you want honey or do you want to not be put in an awkward situation socially where you have to run away from a bee? Like, which one matters more to you, you know?
Like, I'm not that big of a honey guy. Yeah, like, I'm really either. Not. Like,
isn't there
you know,
thing
it's
called agave now that everyone's into?
Agave?
I don't think bees make that.
Bees don't make that tequila. That's what
right,
we're drinking.
What I'm saying. I don't think that comes from bees.
Agave makes honey?
And, like, how many you think of, like, well, then you're taking jobs away from the bee industry. How many beekeepers are there?
Yeah. I don't know, but all I know is that we were talking before about this. You brought up worker bees.
Yeah, right. There's worker bees.
There's worker bees.
We have an unemployment issue in this country. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
How many people are on there? I know in New York there's like over like a million people unemployed. Like,
crazy
why
numbers.
Are we giving these jobs to the bees?
I mean, I think the point is let's take these jobs away. Like, who wants to pollinate plants?
Yeah, like, why can't I
someone,
do that?
You know, someone will pay them.
Just, like, sprinkle it, you know, and take it out.
I don't know how it works. I'm just saying, like, if we're looking for jobs.
Yeah, bees are scary. They're kind of annoying. So, yeah. Like, we should figure that out. And, you know, I that's pretty much all I got at the moment. I'm sure more will arise. I'm sure more complaints will
more
arise.
Always does.
Yeah.
And hey, you're always, again, there's no shame. And, you know, you're not complaining about just anything. You're complaining about things that, like, everybody, like, there's a fly right here.
Yeah, there's so many flies flying around us. I'm freaking out.
This is why, we said this before, I'm sick of this outdoor activity. This is what's really driving me crazy about this pandemic is I have to spend so much time outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't like it. I'm an indoors guy.
You're an indoor. I'm an outdoors guy if there are zero insects around, like a pool party. Like, you know, I like pool parties in Florida.
Even though there's insects in Florida.
Yeah, but if you're at a pool party, like you're usually like, I guess, closer to the beach, less trees. Right. You know, like right now, like Long Island's just a big. Just a big forest.
Yeah.
Just a big forest. We're just
big forest with pizza stores.
Pizza stores.
And bagel stores.
Pizza, bagels, mosquitoes, and deer.
Frozen yogurt.
And froyo.
Yeah, and the occasional deer.
Yeah, the occasional deer.
Long Island's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Suburbs are sad.
Suburbs are sad right now.
Suburbs are sad. I don't really have any complaints. This goes back to just being, you know, stuck in quarantine, but also like spending a lot of time outside. I'm just and the news. I'm just aggravated. I don't have complaints. I'm just aggravated.
Yeah.
And this thought came to me that I could leave New York. I could move anywhere.
You could literally just pick up and go.
I could pick. There's nothing holding me here.
Your job, you could do from wherever.
From anywhere. I've been doing it from here.
Mm-hmm. You could literally go wherever you want. You were in Florida like what a month
the
ago.
The only thing tying me here is the mixer that we bought so that we can do an in-person podcast. That's this is literally the only thing tying me to New York.
Where do you think you're, where are you planning?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like New York.
If you do choose some place sick, like let me know.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like I think all the sick places
are infested.
Are going to struggle now. Like New York. Back to normal. Like, what kind? I don't know.
What is normal?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I know that our testing, whatever, positivity is low, but.
Good news, though.
Good news, but, like, the unemployment is a huge issue. People are going to be abandoning their apartments or be getting evicted from their apartments. That's not good for New York, you know? So I don't know what New York's going to be like. I don't know what LA or those other cities are going to be like. So maybe you have to go to, like, a tier two or tier three city.
Yeah, you might have to drop down a tier. It's because, especially as entertainers, somebody who, like, needs the reps, like needs to go up on stage, like needs to, you know, get that stage time and do what they're doing. You can't do that in New York.
Yeah.
And I had a thought that like I guess maybe like a lot of people or might just, you know, bail on New York, go to these second tier cities until New York comes back. So like they're not missing any reps.
Right.
So like that might be the move, but like we're never going to pull trigger on that.
No. There's also, if I were to get up and leave, it wouldn't be, I don't think, to go to a new comedy scene and get my reps in. It would be to, no, I quit. I give up. I'm moving. I don't want to be.
And that's on brand.
Yeah. It would be the bail. It would be a big time bail.
It'd be the complete audible.
So it'd be a tier three. I'd go to like, I don't know.
You'd Omaha to Omaha.
Go to like Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't know. You know, become a ski bum and then a hiking, not a hiking bum. Fuck that. I'll be a bartender in Jackson Hole.
Mm-hmm. My friend, my buddy, one of my close friends, he moved out after he graduated, moved out to Utah, Park City, and he works at the St. Regis. All he does, he snowboards every day. He golfs in the summer. Like, it looks incredible. Like, I'm so jealous of him.
That doesn't sound so bad right now. It really does.
The pictures he takes, the video he takes, they're all beautiful. Yeah. Him just shredding down. He's such a shredder guy.
I'm a skier, so I don't know if I can.
I'm a skier too. I mean, like, it's just, you know, you're still skiing in the same place and golfing in the same place.
Right. So I don't know. Maybe. I don't think I will. It's not where I'm at right now yet. But it crossed my mind.
Yeah.
And that's not a thought that ever crossed my mind before. So I guess, I don't know, I'll continue to reflect. I'll let you know if I move to Jacksonville.
You wouldn't go anywhere beachy?
Not really. I've been going to the beach.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't consider myself a beach guy, but I've been going. So my parents, again, like, this is the suburban life, what we're doing. They joined a beach club out in West Hampton. Right?
Not a North Shore thing to do, but now is the time to do it, I feel like.
I feel like we're mid-shore. We're not even.
Are we mid-shore? Yeah.
We're, like, in between.
I feel like there's just South Shore. I feel like there is no mid-shore. Yeah, I just feel like it's South and North.
It exists geographically, but no one actually.
Yeah, no.
I'm not on a shore.
Like, I considered Woodbury North Shore, but like when you look at the island, you're just like, not really.
It's more
but
mid-shore.
Like, yeah. My school district reached out to the North Shore, so that's what it was.
But so they have this this membership at a beach club in Hamptons that we go to. So we went the other day, got sunburned. I am unable to go to the beach without getting sunburned. Last time I went, I passed out and my eyelids got burnt.
Really?
I didn't know that was a thing. I never thought put sunscreen on your eyelids.
Never once did I put sunscreen on my eyelids.
You have to sell eyelid specific sunscreen. What am I supposed to just spray it on my eyelids?
That sounds hard.
Like I mean it makes sense that your eyelids burn. It's skin, but like it's not something you think of.
That is, I've never once even heard of eyelid
fucking
burns.
Painful. Then I'm trying to put like lidocaine cream on it because it hurts.
And then it just drips into your eyeballs.
So I got sunburned again. I put sunburn on my back. I mean, I put sunscreen on my back. I thought that would cover it. Didn't. I still got sunburn on my back. But so I go there, and they're doing a lot of restrictions because of COVID. I got shot in the head with a temperature gun.
You got shot.
Yeah. There was a lot of people checking at the same time. A lot of people getting shot in the head. It was a massacre. Everyone was good though. Mm-hmm. Everyone's temperature was fine.
Everyone
was
good.
But so she was just going around like sniping people with the thermometer gun, the temperature gun, just saying 98.5.
Oh, there was 9. They were saying out loud?
No, just yelling it out loud. And I'm like, first of all, like, ma'am, you're not a doctor, but I think there's like some privilege. You're just giving out my medical information, you know?
Yeah, it's some privacy aspect into it.
98.6, BMI 30, obese. I was like, you didn't say that for anybody else.
Family has a history of addiction or some shit.
And cancer. Oh, great. Thanks for sharing that. Life expectancy 70.
That's funny.
Just sniping out. So
I've been getting, you know. But by the amount of times I've been in Apple and other places, like, I'm almost at 50 Cent level of getting shot.
I
need to get shot 4 more times, and then, like, I'm at 50 level.
Yeah. I mean, she was good. She didn't miss a shot. She got everyone square in the forehead. Yeah. Temperature reading on the first time. So
I mean,
she's been training.
You got to be trained when you're dealing with these Tempi Glocks. So, like, you can't just, there's got to be, you know, limitations. They need, you know, Temp Glocks reforms.
They should be trained before they can use these things.
100%. Background checks, too.
Yeah. Are you going to give away private information about
the NRA is going to get involved?
So I got shot in the head. I was good to go. We went down to the beach. And there's these beach clubs, there's all this politics about you got to grease up the cabana boys. There are these people that they're at this club, they're they're the lifeguards, but they also are the people that set you up with your chairs. Mm-hmm. They give you the prime spots on the beach. They give you the towels and the umbrellas, and you got to grease these people up.
Yep. It's funny you bring this up, because the kid who I was talking about, my one of my good friends in Park City, he was a cabana boy also. Dude, they make so much money. Is absurd.
So I saw my mom give this, it was actually a girl, it was a cabana lady.
Yep.
Mom just greased her up with a 10.
10.
How much did that happen?
So I don't know the tip amount normally, what you're supposed to give and what you're not supposed to give, but I do know that, you know, after going to, like, a lot of my friends from college live on the South Shore, so that was a lot of their summer jobs. They'd come back telling me that they made over like 20-25K in the summer.
What?
Insanity.
$25K.
$25,000.
You're saying that's in like from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Yep. They make most of their money on those big weekends. Like a lot of my friends, like for Labor Day, they'd go back. You know, they'd leave school, go back to, you know, because that was like the last hurrah Labor Day. So like they'd go back and then they'd collect like over $5,000.
What?
Yep.
Like, all right, well, screw my job.
In like a weekend.
I'm just going to be a cabana boy over the summer from now on and then just be a comedian. I will make more money being a cabana boy
in
one summer.
If Long Island was summer all year long, these cabana boys would be like one of the most like wanted jobs. It'd be like doctor, lawyer, cabana boy, TikTok dancer.
Yeah. The most sought after jobs are really going to change over the next
100%
few years. Choreography has got to be up there as like a prime.
Yep.
These fucking dance moves. But so anyway, so that's insane.
Insanity.
But if you think about it, you think of the people they have to put up with.
Yeah, no, you know, they all suck too. Yeah. That also comes into play. Like, you're dealing with like the snobbiest of the snobs sometimes.
Yeah.
And they're just like, hey, boy.
Excuse me, cabana boy, I called you. My tuna fish sandwich is not here yet. That family over there got their tuna fish sandwich within 5 minutes. Why are we sitting here?
Yeah.
I slipped you a $400. Where is my tuna fish sandwich? And that's the shit that goes on at these clubs. My mom slipped her money, this girl money, because like apparently you can get their phone numbers and call them when you're on the way. Hey, set up my chair. I was like, come on, we're going to do this shit. I was like,
all
right.
It's all about networking. You got to be the guy. You got to be the guy. You got to know the guy. It's a whole system.
Even just to get a nice spot on the beach.
Yep.
So I did that. I've been spending time on the beach. Again, you have to do a lot of outdoor time because you can't do anything indoors. I was thinking about this. I've been running. I've been going to
hey, good park for you.
Yeah, I went running 5 times this week. I didn't post about it on Instagram.
Wow.
And share my average and share my time, even though I'm faster than everyone who's posting their times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I see all these people who also got into running recently.
I might start doing that. Posting my shit.
I want to post my 5 mile run. Be like, is this good?
Yeah.
Tell me if this is good. Also, give me a round of applause. Be impressed for me.
Mine would be 1.5 miles, 20 minutes.
Yeah, dude. That was a walk. You dragged a walk.
No, it'd be a run, and then it'd just be like I'd take a break, like because I can't be off Twitter for that long. So I'd just like I'd sprint for like, you know, maybe like 5-7 minutes, and then I'd stop. Be like, all right, like I probably missed so many tweets. Like, let me just like take a 20-minute breather, and I'll get home somehow.
Yeah, still burning cows.
No, I haven't been running, but I did mow the lawn.
That counts, dude. That's fucking
getting my hands dirty. It's grit.
It is grit.
It's grit.
You know what? I heard...
it's man's job.
Girls have told me I have soft hands, and I never really liked that compliment.
Oh, really?
So, like, lawn mowing, that's how you get those. You should just mow. I would mow the lawn every day just to work on the grittiness of my hands.
That's probably where I got all these mosquito bites, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you got that complaint.
Yep.
But so, I've been running, and it's funny because, you know, I was not a runner 3 months ago, but now I am, okay?
Yeah.
I got Nike Dry Fit. I'm a runner now. Okay.
Yeah,
I got the real running shoes. I got a Fitbit. I'm a runner, so I go to this path. And
you took a full 180.
Took a full
180. Haven't ran in 6 years, and then now you run every day. Yeah,
okay. And not posting it on Instagram because I just don't understand what happened to having a private accomplishment, a private thought, a private conversation. Everything has to be shared now, mm-hmm. right? Besides the point, it's the small path that I run in Plainview, and it's two ways. It's probably like 6-7 feet wide in total, and there's a lot of people biking.
Ugh.
And now I'm at the point where if I see anyone doing an exercise that I consider less than of what I'm doing, I'm like, this fatty, get off your bike. Do some real exercise. Run, you fat. You know,
you literally took like a full 180 being like the guy who just like chilled, be like, all right, dude, like relax. Okay. I'm just walking here. Like you could just do your shit over there. But now when you're running, you're just like, you fat piece of shit. Like get out of my way. Like I'm elite. I'm running right now. Look at my Fitbit. Like
use your feet. Do something real. You're walking the bike. You're not even riding the bike. That's what really drove me crazy. So, but yeah, you're right. It's like the second that you become part of, or you become a level that you think you're at, you're just looking. It's like getting into fraternity. You went from the hazer to the hazed.
Yeah.
Or the haze to the hazed.
Haze to the hazer, yeah.
But yeah, I walk by these people. And there's also people who are standing on opposite sides of the path, walking in the same direction because they're trying to socially distance. Mm-hmm. And it's always the walkers or the bikers that are like, you know, bike like 6 feet wrong. Across. So
that's like me.
I have to move to the middle to get by them, and then I turn around. I give them, and I go. I just give them a fake.
Yeah, it's funny.
So there's another aggravation. I'm becoming a real piece of shit. one other observation. To tag on to this running thing. I wanted some new running clothes. I need some new running clothes. Mm-hmm. I wanted the best and coolest stuff. I got money to blow, so I got like Nike Dry Fit shorts, like all the legit stuff.
It's not about burning calories. It's about looking fresh.
Well, I mean, and the other thing is like once I got these new shorts and shirts, it made me want to run.
Oh, really?
Like because like you want to look what I got.
Yeah, you just want to flaunt off your
right.
Yeah, so like you got the whole thing going for you.
I got the good stuff. And I ordered it from Dick's because Dick's is for athletes. Mm-hmm. And this curbside pickup at retail stores is fantastic.
You love it?
I drive up there and I drive up. I just click a little button in an email. I say I'm here. You put what car you're in and they come out and they just toss it in your car.
Yeah, they just give it to you.
And it's great because it happened same day. I ordered it that day, 3 hours later.
Oh,
someone's just tossing it in
perfect.
My car. So it's better than even the mail. I could have had it mailed to me. But it wouldn't have been it would have been shipped to UPS, and I think UPS should not exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go pick it up. And this is what if retail is going to survive, I think people like me are having great experiences just doing this curbside pickup thing, that we're not going to – it's going to make me want to go to stores even less.
Yep, I agree. It's just like if you were to go into Dick's, you'd be like, all right, I don't know where anything is. This place is huge. You'd get lost in the hockey section looking at sticks. And then you'd be like, all right, what am I here for? I need to go get clothes. Excuse me, do you know where this is? Do you guys have any idea where the shorts are? And like they'd have to call over three other people.
And then the other guy gets them back like, nope, no fucking clue. This job sucks. Why are we working? Tell that guy to leave and want to go home. Oh, sorry. We don't have it here. Yeah. And then you walk out with a fishing rod somehow. Like, that's not the experience I want shopping anymore. We already order everything online, but you have to wait for the box to arrive. Then you got to do the sad walk down the driveway with your collapsed box. But now, I mean, I think retail stores should just become drive-through windows now.
Drive-through windows?
Yeah.
That's great.
You shouldn't even have to go out and you order it ahead of time. You roll up. It's just a window. Like, if you buy something from Apple, there's just an Apple genius in a visor with their name. And it's like, what's your name? And they just hand you in
the
bag.
They just hand you the...
You're on your way.
Yeah. Sometimes I do like going inside, though, because, like, I'm super annoying. Like, I ask so many... Like, sometimes I go in, I don't want to be taught... I don't want anybody to speak to me. I just want to go in, get my stuff, go out. But, like, if I don't... Like, if I'm, like, unaware of what I'm buying... I would go in, I would ask like seven different questions and then ask somebody else questions and then they would ask someone else questions and like I'm so annoying. So sometimes I love going in.
I am always just looking.
You always like know what you want though. Like you always like know for a fact like the exact thing that you want.
No, I'll go in knowing that I just want, if I just go to a clothing store, I'm just like, I just want clothes. I don't know necessarily, like I maybe need some t-shirts, some jeans. I don't care if I have like stuff in my hand that I'm holding that I'm clearly gonna buy.
Yeah.
If someone comes up to me and they're like, "Do you need help?" I'm like, "No, I'm just looking. Please, leave me alone."
Yeah.
I don't want to have any interactions.
If I need help, trust me, you would know about it.
You're the one pressing like the button. Yeah. Like, dings the whole store, like an alarm goes off. Like Corey needs help in aisle five. He's looking for a new pair of socks. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
His socks come in white.
For some reason, black socks are always more comfortable. I don't know if it's like the fabric of them.
I'm wearing black socks. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Why are they softer than white socks?
Black and gray socks are better than white socks.
Why?
There's some, like, these are so soft. Is it like, I bet you these same exact socks in white would be the most uncomfortable socks.
Yeah, I don't know. Black socks are just way more comfier than white socks.
I don't know what it is. Maybe something with the color. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know if it, like, the ink that they use. But yeah, I think, you know, for me, retail shopping, I don't like going into stores. So I think that now on, from now on, even in the city, when the city reopens back up, there should be no reason to walk into a Best Buy anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay. I want whatever I want. I told you what I want, these headphones. I'm going to be there. Let me know when they're ready and just toss them to me.
Yeah. Just let me know.
Toss them in my, I'm not going to be in a car. Just get hand them to me.
Yeah.
And it's great because it, you know, I didn't need these shorts and these shirts today. I could have ran without them. But sometimes you really want the thing you bought.
Yeah, and if there is, that I agree with that. Like it's like, it's not even just want the thing that you already bought. It's just like, if there is any sort of tiny obstacle in my way of like buying something, like I'm gonna bail. Like I'm right. just not gonna do it.
Yeah.
Like I'll just throw these shorts on. Like if they're like, yeah, but like, you know, you have to wait like if there was like a 2 business day wait on a pair of shorts, I would probably just never buy them.
Right.
Unless I needed to do something that like required me looking fresh in shorts or something like that.
Right. So those are your options. It's like wait for it or go get it now.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm liking this curbside pickup.
Yeah, because it's the best of both worlds. You order and pick up.
Yeah. Also same day. When they tossed the clothes I bought into the back, there was a label on it, and it said, "This is for athlete Alex Aronson." That made me feel good.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that.
Until I saw, like, the fat guy in a truck behind me who just bought a bike, and I was like, yeah. Oh, is he an athlete, too?
Yeah,
did you toss him an athlete? I love that I'm judging these people for the exercise they do when I haven't, like, 3 months ago, I hadn't exercised in 5 years.
Yeah.
And now I'm just shitting these people. I don't know. I don't know what's making me this angry. I have an idea of what's been getting into my head. All this news. The news is just not... There's nothing else to focus on.
Except right news, yep.
You know, I mean, I could go do comedy in a park, and I think I'll do it soon. You've been doing it. I would like to go just do comedy again. So, I mean, I'll go do some comedy. But other than that, there's running. There's...
Chilling.
Chilling, which is great, but...
Eating,
which I... now, of course, I chose this time in my life to do less of the thing. That
less of eating, yeah.
Do right now.
It's hard. It's very hard to, like... I guess besides working out, because, like, there's literally nothing else to do. But, like, when it comes to, like, dieting, like, it's, like, almost impossible to diet right now.
And just, especially like, around these family members who, you know,
just been
jealous of all the weight
just
I've
scarfing
lost.
Down. Yeah.
Like, hey, we're getting chicken parm tonight. You want some? Fatty? No.
But my mom's been getting, like, you know, she'd be getting, like, great snacks lately, but it'd be the thins of every... Like, I have Oreo thins, 2 boxes of Oreo thins you got. I killed a box in a night. I'm like, all right, how many real Oreos is that, realistically speaking? Like,
right. It's such a... It's
like, that could be, like, a half box. Could be, like, you know, one regular Oreo.
Dude, moms are so into trying to make unhealthy foods seem like they're healthy.
Yeah.
You know, my mom...
Because they want a snack, too, but they don't want their kids to be fat.
Right.
Like, my mom would buy, like... My mom buys like a shit ton of ice cream. She, you know, she loves the Haagen-Dazs. She loves Carvel, but like, she doesn't want me to eat it. But like, I'm obviously gonna eat it. She's not worried about me. But like, you know, she just doesn't want her kids to get fat. But like, she needs that snack. Like, she loves Oreos and she loves that. So like, I thought that's funny.
It is a mom thing though, because like, my mom every time she goes out will bring back a new sort of ice cream. Like, she's been bringing back these Trader Joe's. They call them ice cream cones, but they're literally the size of my thumb.
Oh yeah, I know. What you're
yeah, and
about.
They're like 60 calories because they're so tiny. So my mom will be like, I got these ice cream cones, only 60 calories. Like,
they're not ice
I would
cream.
Need four of them to be satisfied.
You need at least 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah. That's but funny. So I
even
know,
4 is not like. Like, that's not we, that's not that many here? Calories.
How do we, I was talking about news. There's nothing to do besides just, like, eat.
Yeah, right? Eat.
I'm
yeah.
Like, the news. I mean, let's start with a kind of funny news story. This Twitter hack was...
The Joe Biden one?
Yeah, I mean, do you want to say something to everybody that got hacked, Corey, on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't understand, I guess, the volumes of, you know, what I did when I hacked Joe Biden's Twitter. I didn't realize, like... what it was going to do to everybody.
It was a bad time
for that.
I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Know?
Look, do I regret it? No, I made 100K off that shit. I don't regret anything.
I don't regret any of that. That's how bad people want Trump out of office, that Joe Biden's tweet actually made 100 grand.
That's funny. That people want Trump out of office so badly that his hacked tweet got 100K.
I bet you a lot of those people are like, there's a good chance this is a scam, but I don't care.
Well, what was it? It was Bitcoin?
Yeah, that's the other thing. I cannot believe these scammers thought that Bitcoin, like, how old news is Bitcoin? You're trying to bait people with
Come
Bitcoin.
On.
The whole thing was send me $1,000. I will send you $2,000 of Bitcoin. If you really wanted money, if you really want to make a lot of money with this scam,
yeah.
say, send me $1,000. I will send you a $2,000 gift card to Supreme.
Supreme? or like, I'll give you $2,000 in Fortnite dollars.
Exactly. Like, Bitcoin is so old news. No one's talking about that anymore.
Yeah.
Or just, I'll buy you a new PS4 if you send me $1,000. They would have made way more money.
Some Yeezy, I'll give you $2,000 worth in Yeezys or like yeah. Adidas gift cards.
We'll give you the new Yeezys.
That's funny.
Here's what's not going on Twitter. I mean, it's not hot on Twitter, but anti-Semitism staying hot in the news these days.
That is stay.
Hey, the Jews are staying relevant, not by choice. We just keep getting dragged into this shit, but we're still hot in the news.
Yep, the people keep talking about us. You
still
know,
hot in the news.
We had that DeSean Jackson thing. Honestly, you know, he got a rabbi reached out to him, I think.
To DeSean, yeah. So the whole thing should have ended with DeSean Jackson, right? Mm-hmm. That's my whole, like, this should have ended with DeSean. He put out a tweet showing he didn't know what he was talking about, and then he made a real apology online.
Yeah.
And, but now, post DeSean,
yep.
we had a bunch of people jump in and trying to defend him. We talked about Steven Jackson last time, and now let's add some more names to the list. I forgot to bring out my drumsticks.
Ah.
I am going to be retiring my drumsticks because my beloved, the protagonist from Jumline, mm-hmm. Nick Cannon, is apparently doesn't like Jewish people.
Yeah, it was. I don't even know. It's. I was a big fan of Nick Cannon.
I wasn't a big fan.
Not
I was
big, like, but like I liked him.
I was a fan, acknowledging him. That it's like funny. I was a fan of Drumline.
I always
and
thought
that was
he. Yeah, I always thought he was a good dude, and that was pretty much what it was.
I just always thought he was a goofball because there's like these categories of guys who I just think were failed hip hop artists, right? They mm-hmm. tried to make hip hop careers at one point, and they became kind of a meme because of that.
No, Nick.
And he was in some stupid movies.
Yeah, well, he started off Nickelodeon. He was Nick in Nickelodeon.
Right. So he, yeah. I mean, he's been on. I mean, what?
It's weird though, because when I watched it,
yeah.
I didn't really understand what was going. You know, I was uninformed about, like, I guess who they were talking about. I didn't think Nick Cannon specifically said anything bad, but I do think, you know, if you're gonna align your ideas with somebody who, like Louis Farrakhan, openly right. hates Jews, like, not good.
I mean,
bad,
I'm going to...
Bad Nick Cannon.
Yeah, fuck you, Nick Cannon. I mean, I am off the Drumline train. I will never watch... I will watch Drumline again, but I will not enjoy it as much as I used to, and I'm no longer going... I'm going to burn my drumsticks I used
yeah.
to have. Fuck, because of fucking Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
Listen, he did... What he said was bad.
Mm-hmm.
He said shit about Jews that was just stupid. He alluded to them having all the control, and he alluded to the Rothschilds. But I understand why people don't think what he said was bad, because he had this Professor Griff on.
Yeah.
And so he had Professor Griff. They were trying to have a very woke and intelligent conversation. So I Nick Cannon came out in his bullshit apology and said, my beginning of my education on this is just being, well, you sounded like you fucking knew what you were talking about. You tried to sound like you really knew what you were saying in that conversation, right? You were sounding super intellectual when you're having, clearly you've read up on this shit. You know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's just like another, you know, another Odell reach to yeah. try to be woke.
Exactly.
It's just another Odell reach. And you know, we were talking about this before. The thing about this is that it's from a clip from when? 2018?
Yeah, so other blows my mind, okay? But the whole trend in Hollywood has been, especially in the wake of a lot of the anti-black racism and all that stuff,
yeah.
there was a lot of, you know, going back in Hollywood, digging up old clips and saying, well, we're not going to air this anymore because it's insensitive now. Nick Cannon did the exact opposite. This episode was recorded in 2018.
He dug up his old shit.
He said, you know what? I think this is a good time to shit on the Jews. We got to bring the Professor Griff episode out. You know, there's a lot of blame going around. We're going to abolish the police. We're going to defund them. I think we need to defund the Jews as well. So
yeah.
I'm going to put this Louis Farrakhan fucking episode out.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's hilarious to me that he's doing the exact opposite.
It's crazy because I didn't really know who Louis Farrakhan was.
Yeah.
And I did my research. And by research, I mean literally one Google search. All I did yeah. was one Google search, click enter. First thing that comes up, quotes. The Jews, you know, they call me Hitler. And I think that's a great name because Hitler is a great guy. Quote, Louis Farrakhan, quote, quote, quote,
yeah,
quote.
Quote.
He said that. Quote. Louis Farrakhan said that.
Hitler's a great guy.
Stop. Yeah. Stop like, you can't be, you can't, like, say you're not being, you know, anti-Semitic
right.
when you're just aligning your ideas with somebody who's clearly thinks Hitler, chill dude.
Full stop, that is the end of you having any legit, like...
Stop tying yourself to this guy
yeah.
who's pro-Hitler.
You, it's not the end of you, I don't want this this idea where there is no room for making up for your mistakes. There needs to be room to improve and become a better person.
100%.
But don't come out and say, your apology rings like, doesn't ring true, it rings as bullshit, because you clearly are studying what this guy is saying and you're aligning yourself with a guy who says... Hitler, not the worst.
Yeah, like you can't. Hitler, you know, he
was onto a couple things.
He was pretty, you know, annoying sometimes, but like overall, chill dude, Hitler.
Yeah, and but he's trying to say, I have no hate. That is the equivalent of some, I don't know, a famous white guy with a big audience saying, you know, I want to have these tough conversations, but, you know, David Duke had some good points.
Yeah.
You can't invoke the worst person when you're trying to have a good conversation.
You can't take, you know, you can't take, like, bit by bit, like, you know, he said this thing that I like, but, like, disregard all the shitty other things he said.
Right.
You can't do that. Like, if you're going to align yourself, your name, your brand, your image yeah. with Louis Farrakhan, who... You know, thinks Hitler super, super
he
dope
called,
guy.
I think he called Jews termites.
I don't even know.
I don't even know what a termite is.
Dude, I haven't eaten wood once. I hate insects. Don't call me a termite.
Also, Professor Griff, he said Jews are wicked. So that's the other thing. Like, don't tell me that you're sorry and you're going to educate yourself when you're bringing on these people who have studied this shit. They've like clearly looked into what Louis Farrakhan believes and all these other theories, and they're. Mm. They're defending him, so it's just bullshit. And I'm not saying that Nick Cannon should not have a career forever. He should be done.
Yeah.
Although I do hope it would be funny if it got so bad for him that he had to start DJing bar mitzvahs. I mean, that would be.
Yeah, I mean,
kind of hilarious.
DeShaun Jackson. We're gonna get into him in a little bit. He apologized. He's doing some good things.
It should have ended there, though.
Yeah,
but to the Nick Cannon, yeah.
He needs to do more for the Jewish community.
Yeah,
he needs to do more. He needs to take his show. If he gets Wallin' Out, I think he should still have it.
Yeah, yeah. So listen, the other part of the story is Viacom. Wallin' Out they fired him. You're not hosting Wallin' Out, and they're trying to retain the rights to it, and he's fighting that.
Yeah,
obviously. And my thought is, you can keep it. You can have Wallin' Out. I don't mm-hmm. care. But, like, you need to make some, you need to amend for the mistakes you made.
Yeah, you're going to have to Jew it up.
You're going to have to make, yeah, you're going to have to make this, like, more friendly. This needs to be a more friendly Jewish program. Like, I mean, Big Mouth, they had to make changes,
uh-huh.
right?
Yep.
They canceled their character. So, Wallin' Out is no different, too. You got to make changes. So now, the new host of Wallin' Out will be Hoodie Allen.
Hoodie Allen, of course.
Hoodie Allen is the new host. There's other people in the ring. Josh Gad can do it too.
Josh Gad, Colin Jost, maybe. He's not,
maybe,
even, Jewish,
not even Jewish,
but like,
but
you know,
could pull it off.
Yeah, he could do it.
He could play the role. And a lot of other changes. Wildin' Out used to film on a Friday. Not anymore.
Nope. Shabbat. Can't film on a Friday anymore, Shabbat.
Yeah. Cannot film on a
cannot
Friday.
Cannot do that. Cannon. It's going to be new segments. You know, it'd be like, yo, Ayo, DJ D-Rec, spin that shit. Hava Nagila Hava.
And then the whole crowd.
Hava.
You imagine the whole audience is doing this.
Just do this. Hey, yo, DJ D-Rex, spin that beat. Baruch Ata Adonai.
And Hoodie Allen's like, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. And he's just fucking all, everyone's yeah. Wow, convincing out. We're convincing out.
Wildin'. Yeah. Hey, yo, my man Nick Cannon is so Adonai.
Yeah, what did they have? The clip was...
How Adonai is he?
They got to do Jewish improv segments. Have a little improv dreidel game. What was that? What was that segment called? He's so fly?
Or how yeah, yeah. How fly? My man Nick Cannon is so fly.
How fly is he? Yeah. Now it's going to be he's so Adonai.
Yeah, my man Nick Cannon is so Adonai. How Adonai is he? He got his bagels with lox and cream cheese.
Yeah. Oh! So yeah, keep Wildin' Out.
Yeah, maybe I like the show. I like the show. I like the cast members on it.
Maybe call Kavitsin out.
Yeah, let me holla at you.
Oh, let me holla at you.
Yeah, let me holla at you.
Yeah,
let me holla at you.
Holla at you. Yeah, you got jumped up now.
Hey, yo, Rivka.
Yeah, let me holla at you. Hey, yo, Rachel. Also, every cast member now has to have gone on Birthright.
Birthright, yeah. They'll get bar mitzvahed. They'll go to the Western Wall.
Yeah, exactly. Things here, and to I don't want to spend too much time talking about Nick Cannon. But
Nick Cannon.
But yeah, but people, what other also bothers me, like we said, this should have ended at DeSean Jackson. People came to jump to his defense. Charlamagne the God, who I liked. I listened to the Breakfast Club sometimes. I saw him on other shows doing interviews. I always thought he was a very rational and like the way he approached race relations stuff. I always thought he was like a really positive voice. And then he goes on the radio defending Nick Cannon. And here's what he says. If there was one thing the Jews have showed us, is that they have power. That's the one thing we've showed you. Have we not showed you the power of putting bacon, egg, and cheese on a fucking bagel?
Yeah, that's like the most New York thing ever. And like there's no love for that.
Right.
No love for that.
And
bacon, egg, and
the
cheese.
God is not getting any blowback for this.
Yeah, of course not.
But then he's defending Nick Cannon. He tries to tie this whole thing back to, you know, to Viacom and them firing Nick Cannon, and Jews have all the power. And he's like, and how are we supposed to, you know, get the cops fired that kill black people if we can't, you know, if we get fired from these Jewish people? How did we get there?
Yeah, I don't know.
I may be crazy, but I don't know any Jewish cops.
It's yeah.
I don't know any Jewish police.
Jews are not cops. They don't really like. There might be a few, but like personally, I don't know any cops who are. You know, I don't even know.
I don't know any Jewish cops.
I was trying to make a Jew joke.
Yeah. we'll figure this out. But I don't see.
There's no kosher pigs.
You can't defend.
Nice.
You can't defend a guy who quoted Louis, who was spouting Louis Farrakhan bullshit. You can't defend him and then try and bring it around back to, but this is about police brutality.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Stop trying to outwoke yourself.
You're making it. You're taking away from the police, which is what we should be focusing on. And I'm aggravated by our inability to focus on one thing.
I agree. All this Jew hate is just taking away from, you know, the police brutality and what they're trying to do.
Like, is that what they're protesting in Portland? Is it an anti-Jewish protest?
Chaz is not a Jewish name. So.
Chaz is
not a Jewish name. But
and
yeah.
Again, this should have ended with DeSean Jackson. He went on the Jewish apology tour. He committed to going to Auschwitz. I love that.
Yeah, he's going
Jews,
to. Rabbi.
That's what we do. Send him to Auschwitz. Send him to a concentration camp. See if he thinks Louis Farrakhan is so smart after that.
Anybody who gets caught spreading Jew hate, we just send them to camps.
Yeah. We just send them to the worst thing. Like, that has to be their initial experience, is the worst thing that's ever happened to Jews.
Yeah, it's
off
funny.
To Auschwitz for you.
Just send them to Auschwitz.
Charlemagne the God, off to Dachau. Off to Dachau. Get them on a train.
We just send them to camps.
Diddy, off to Auschwitz.
Oh, why Diddy? Come on, Diddy.
Come
on, Diddy.
Defending him. I mean,
and like I'm fans of. Besides DeSean Jackson, obviously.
Yeah.
Besides, like, you know, he's complete. But like, I'm a fan of Nick Cannon. I'm a fan of Charlamagne the God. Like, I'm a fan of P. Diddy. Like, why you got to do this?
Yeah.
Like, why you got to do? I don't know.
It is. It's so. Yeah, DeSean's gonna. It's funny to me that the first thing is he actually got an invite. He got invited to Auschwitz by like a Holocaust survivor, which is, I'm not like upset at the move. Like, I think, you know, this guy clearly doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah, sure. Go to Auschwitz. I just don't know why it has to be like one of the first things you do.
Yeah, we just send him to camps. We just send him straight to concentration
it's
camps.
Like
you slip up in the media, you're going straight to Auschwitz. We're sending
him. Yeah, he tweeted this 2 weeks ago and locked in an invite to Auschwitz in a week.
Yeah.
Like, really already? That's what we're going straight to.
It's funny, though, because, like, getting invited to Auschwitz, like, I feel like most of those invites would normally be turned down.
They might be tough invites to come to.
Yeah.
So he's going to Auschwitz. And again, this should have ended with him. People coming to defend him made it so much worse. Sending him to a concentration camp. This made me think, because I also heard this just in, because Jew people, we are pretty forgiving people, right?
Yeah.
DeSean's made the round. So I actually just heard this from a friend of mine. DeSean Jackson will be breaking Color War at Timberlake next year.
Oh, you blew the news.
I didn't mean to blow the surprise for all the Timberlake campers, but DeSean Jackson will be breaking Color War next summer.
He's going to break Color War for Timberlake.
Yeah. See, we're forgiving. You can learn. See, there's other things besides concentration camps. We have summer camps, too.
That's going to be funny.
I've always found it kind of weird that it was a very Jewish thing to send your kids to a camp.
Yeah. It's weird because you're just like, camp? Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, the camp I went to, Trozen, was founded in, like, the late 1940s, which was, like, right after World War II. Yeah. I bet that was a tough sell to the
Probably a tough sell. It should be like, camp? I don't know. Only Jews for the most part? Yeah, I don't know. $12,000 a summer?
But it's owned by Jews. Oh!
Ooh.
And it's sleepaway. Your kids are going to stay there all summer. Ooh! And they'll make a lot of connections with people. They may help them get a job later in life. Ooh! 12,000, you say?
Sign the check.
Sign the check. Keep them there for an extra month. I don't
care. Yeah. Camp was fucking... I'm thinking about it. Camp was sick. Like, people gave me shit, but, like, camp is so fun,
honestly.
Did
people give you shit for going to camp?
Like, my non-Jewish friends. Non-Jewish friends. They'd just be like, ooh, you want to see me?
They just don't get it, and I don't really get why it's a thing. I don't get why... It seems like other religions, they just make their kids work over the summer, but Jews get to go to a sports camp.
It's weird. It's funny, because, like, I'm remembering how I thought camp was so sick. It's just like, you wake up, you play your favorite sports all day with your boys, and then you go to the wooden fence, and then girls will appear. Will I talk to them? Sometimes.
Right.
Will I talk to my boys about them? All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
So were you a split boys-girls camp?
Like, what do you mean by that?
Like, was your camp co-ed, or was it your...
Yeah, it was co-ed,
You had
to
go to a wooden fence in order to be able to talk
to
girls?
Oh, yeah, it was the wooden fence near, like, near where, like, all the older girls lived, kind of.
Right.
So it was just that wooden fence going down the line. It was an iconic spot.
Yeah. It, like, sleepaway camp becomes a point of, like, how do I see girls at night? Like, it's just, like, you're just trying to sneak in a way to see girls at night. We had to do it at the infirmary for, like, anyone who went to get meds.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, every camp went to get meds. everyone needed allergy medication. Like, the infirmary line to get your meds was, like...
It was, like, half the camp.
It was
too late.
It was, like, half the camp. But that's where you would go to talk to girls.
Yeah, we just, like, we're not bad people, Nick Cannon. Like, we just sneeze a lot, and we have allergies, and we need, you know, humidifiers.
Come to Trails End. Come to Pontiac. Break.
Come through. P-O-N-T-I.
No, get the fuck out. Go to Auschwitz and then talk to me. Sleepaway camp. I feel like we were talking about all days off mentality. I mean, for sleepaway camp, there was this one summer where I broke my finger.
Yeah.
I didn't have to do anything for, like, the rest of the summer, and that was the best summer I had. I didn't have to partake. Because
you're
liked
just milking
sports.
It?
Yeah, it was a sports camp, and I liked it when I was playing sports that I was good at.
Yeah.
Which was really just, like, baseball and, like, throwing a football and, like, football, right?
Yeah.
But, like, once we had to play basketball or soccer, it's like, fuck, now I'm like an idiot that doesn't know how to play this sport.
And then you broke your finger. You're just like, I can't take this anymore. Hammer to the finger.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, who was it that... Who's the quarterback on the Jaguars who, like, intentionally, he took a hammer to literally his hand to try and break
was
his
it guard? Was it Gardner Minshew?
Gardner Minshew, so we get, like, an extra year of eligibility. Yeah,
so absurd.
I was like, I want to sit out of every activity, so I'm going to break my finger. No, I actually broke my finger playing flag football.
Oh, really?
Trying to pull the flag off of another player.
Oh, it wasn't even, like, a jam?
Dude, I have a very injury-prone body. I've broken bones trying out for volleyball, which was super lame.
Yeah, and I broke my ankle playing football once. We talked about this. Yeah.
And playing flag football.
Yeah. It's funny you bring that up because, you know, when I played lacrosse in high school, I wasn't good. I was just kind of like, I started in ninth grade and my team was really good.
Yeah.
But, like, I never, like, played or anything like that. I would just be on the team. And my junior year, I don't know if it was my junior or senior year, I got a groin injury and I milked the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
I was just like, cause it was cold at the time. It was like lacrosse and, like, so I said, like, if you're on the team, it's kind of like an all year thing unless you were playing another sport.
Right.
Like, you'd kind of, like, get bullied into, like, winter, fall. And, you know, it was like winter is freezing. And I was just like, you know what? I'm just, my groin hurts. I can't do this.
My groin. Dude, I loved having an injury to not do stuff.
Yeah, to balance stuff.
I broke my wrist, like I said, trying out for the volleyball team in middle school. It's a super embarrassing story. I broke my wrist and I needed a cast. And I kept the cast even after it got taken off so that when I went to band class, I wouldn't have to play. I don't want to play alto saxophone today because I can't because I have a fucking cast on my
own. Yeah, it's funny because like bailing on sports things is less cool, but like bailing on band things, like that's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool thing to
do. Bailing on having to put an alto sax around your neck around your neck and play Mary Had a Little Lamb, like, yeah, I'm out.
My
wrist is definitely still broken.
That's what makes you cooler.
That's the stuff you should be bailing on.
Yeah. It's funny.
Have you ever worked at a camp?
Yeah, so like my last year when I was at sleepaway camp, I was like, I'm never gonna work here. Like this sounds miserable. They barely pay you. It's fun, but they barely pay you, and like the kids are probably like super annoying.
Yeah.
So I never did it.
Yeah, I when I was at sleepaway camp, I was like, yeah, I'll come back. I'll come back and I'll be a counselor, then I'll be an Olympic captain, and I'll be here when DeSean Jackson breaks Olympics, and that'll be cool.
Yeah.
I always thought I was going to go back, and I never wanted to go back for a counselor. I was a day camp counselor.
Really? How was that?
That was the worst. It was actually brutal. I forget how old the kids are, but they were too young. I was miserable. They all hated me because they knew I hated them too. You know, they knew I was not having a good time hanging out with them, so they just were a nightmare.
Yeah.
And this one kid, he comes up to me and he's like, my dad saw your Facebook pictures and you're drinking, so you're getting fired.
Oh, that's what you said that you found like beer pictures.
He says, my dad looked at your Facebook and saw you. You're getting fired. I was like, bring it on, kid. I would love to get fired.
Dude, you need beers and Facebook pictures.
I was a senior in high school. What do you expect to see?
If you're trying to like have friends, be cool, you need beers and Facebook pics.
You're not getting invited to parties if there's not pictures of you already partying with a beer in your hand.
Yeah, I know kids, it's funny because like, you know, my uncle, my parents would be on my Facebook, they'd yell at me when there'd be beers, and I'm like, do you want me to like have friends? Right. Do you want me to have friends? Like, that's what you need to do. You need beers and Facebook pics to have friends.
Or else you're not invited to parties.
Yeah, unless you're not going to be invited to parties.
But then like... How do you get the initial pick of, like, you with the beers?
Open house.
Open house. Yeah, you got to run the open houses. Yeah.
The open house circuit. You got to run your open houses. You know, you got to get... I know kids that didn't even drink that put beers in their Facebook pics.
Just so they could get invited to the parties.
Yep. You got to be likable. You got to be cool. You got to be down with it. You got to get with it. You got to get with the program.
I still remember the first picture that I posted of me like looking legit.
Oh, so do I. Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah. Mine was actually, I think, at a camp party. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. That's funny.
Mine was at like just a party in Long Island. I think it wasn't an open house. It was an outdoor party. It was more like an open lawn party.
Oh,
but like, it was like one of those gated villages in Long Island. So they had like a common area. We would party there until that didn't happen anymore. But you need those pictures.
You need the beers and the Facebook pics or else high school, it's going to be long. It's going to be long and lonely.
And I think the only thing that can turn around the depression that I'm having about like just suburbia right now is we need some open house parties.
Oh, yeah. We need open house parties.
Socially distanced open house
parties. Yeah.
Coronavirus. Yeah.
We'll have socially distant open house parties and they're going to be here at Alex's at...
Honestly, we could do one here. We're actually getting old days off.
I feel like we're just getting so old that we wouldn't even be able to get people to come. Like, if I threw a party, people would be like, I don't know, man. Like, probably.
Can I bring my kid?
I'm busy.
Yeah, if I threw a party, they'd be like, can I bring my kid?
Yeah, Alex is getting mad at me because all the girls that, you know, follow me from my end have girlfriends. But, like, literally, I'm scrolling down our all days off feed. It's either pregnant, married, kid, anniversary. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
What can I say? When you get older, you have a lot of responsibilities, except for me. I could go anywhere. I could leave and go to Jackson Hole, Wyoming right now.
Yeah.
My friends can't do that, though.
This is a fun episode.
I hope we don't have to talk about anti-Semitism anymore, because that's not why we started this podcast.
Yeah, we didn't start this podcast to get all Jewy up on you guys.
But if you're doing dumb shit and then you're being hypocritical because you're talking about, yo, all hate is hate. You got to fight all hate.
Apparently not.
Idiot.
Fucking idiot.
I'm sick of this dumb shit. It's the aggravation. And I guess the ultimate message is we need days off from dumb shit. And if we don't complain, like we said, we can't unearth these problems and work.
If nobody complained about DeSean Jackson,
right,
he wouldn't be he wouldn't have been sent to Auschwitz.
Yeah. And with that, DeSean, enjoy your trip to Auschwitz. Please send a letter.
And I will not I will not, you know, accept your apology unless I see you at the Western Wall wrapped in tefillin and a Giants jersey. That's the only thing that's going to make it up.
You heard it here first, Deshaun. And Nick, nothing for you.
Yeah. Peace.